Test 1 2, test, test 1 2. I should be recording something. The little needle is running up and down. Okay. This is Madeline Davis interviewing Deborah, February 20th, 1980. Okay, you can read that statement.
I hereby give to the Buffalo Women's Oral Society Project the tapes recorded on February 20th, 1980. For such educational and scholarly uses and purposes as the directors, Elizabeth Kennedy, Madeline Davis, and Avra Mickelson shall determine. I further consent to the transcription and publication of any or all of this interview as educational and scholarly work required. I have been assured that only my...
pseudonym.
Is that what I'm supposed to read to
you? Yeah.
I have been assured that only my pseudonym, Deborah, will be employed in any use of these tapes. I understand that at some future date, the tapes will be housed in an archive chosen by the directors of the Buffalo Women's Oral Society, Oral Society Project, and will be available for public access. Governed by the rules of the archive, I give consent that these tapes be made available for recent research purposes immediately after the date of the last interview.
Fine. Terrific. Thank you. Okay, now we can stop.
Well, I was gay all of my life because I started very young. And at that time, I mean, it was very hard because you had to keep everything in the closet. You couldn't let it be known. My family got suspicious of it, and I'm afraid I was the black sheep of the family for quite some time.
Yeah.
And they just began to change about 10 years ago. Really, about 10 years ago, I guess they must have looked at it differently. We have never discussed it. But the attitude and everything changed about 10 years ago. And as far as the people, I mean, outsiders, yeah, they gave me a very hard time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't mind. I mean, it was my life, and I wanted to live it that way. And it's just one of those things. You do have a hard time. I lost a job one time when they just got suspicious and thought I was gay. They didn't actually know. And I got fired. In fact, I got fired off of two jobs for the same reason.
Well, what kinds of jobs were they?
Well, one was an elevator operator.
Uh-huh.
And the other one was in the plant right after the war.
Uh-huh.
See? And I was working in the plant. And those were the only two jobs I lost because of that. Because after then, whenever I would get a job, I would never let anyone on the job know. I didn't trust them that well because I had trusted someone before and they had carried it back in the plant and given it to the personnel manager, you know. And so for that reason, I kept my mouth shut.
Yeah.
And it was altogether different. I just kept it in the closet as it was.
Yeah. Do you still have to do that? Do you still not talk about being gay at a job?
Well, I'm not working now.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine if I was working, there's always some, what do you call them, squares. I mean, it's going to always run their mouth and make it hard. But I don't think you could lose a job today for being gay, because you could take your employer in court now for losing a job if they found out you were gay. You're supposed to keep that job now.
Are you retired?
No, I'm not retired. I had thrombophlebitis, and I had to go on disability.
How old are you?
55.
Do you remember when you first thought you might have been different from other people or different from the other kids? Or
yes, I do.
How old were you then?
I was 13.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to school, and it was a very beautiful young lady in school, but she was 3 years older than me. And I used to ask her to let me take her books home, carry her books for her. And I was very much interested in that girl. So finally, when I was 14, we went out. And after we went out, I knew then that that was what I wanted. I really wanted her.
Uh-huh.
And finally, I got her, and we stayed together for about 3 years. We weren't living together now.
Mm-hmm.
We were seeing each other. And it was kept from my family and also kept from her family.
Mm-hmm.
But after 3 years, my mother sent me away to school. I think she suspect, but she never mentioned it. But she separated us.
You met this girl in Buffalo. You were going to a school in Buffalo?
No.
Oh, where were you?
I was going to school in Virginia.
Oh.
In Richmond.
That's where you're from?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And after 3 years, my mother sent me to Buffalo to go to school. I have this older sister here.
Oh, I see.
And she sent me here to go to school here.
To high school?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, I never cared. I went back to visit, but it was quite a long time when I went back to visit. The girl was married, and
uh-huh.
I had really forgotten about her because there was other girls at that time.
Yeah. Did you ever talk to each other about what was happening between you?
Well, yes, we talked about it. But we never let it be known to no one else.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time, well, we felt that, we actually felt ourselves that it wasn't a natural thing to do.
How did you come to that conclusion? Had somebody ever said that to you?
Well, apparently we had heard it somewhere, you know, as kids, you know, how you hear people talking and stuff
yeah.
like that. And we felt that it really wasn't the natural thing to do, that it was something wrong with us. And I guess I was about 18 before I found out it wasn't anything wrong with me. It was my preference. If I wanted a girl, that was my business. And I carried it through like that, through life. I didn't go around broadcasting.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't try to hide it either.
Mm-hmm. Did you go out with boys also at the same time?
No.
Did she?
No, not during the time I was with her.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I came to Buffalo. I was in high school here. My family, I think, from that, I didn't have a boyfriend. And they was always say to me, why don't you get a boyfriend? Have a boyfriend like the other young girls do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd always tell them, I don't want just plenty of time for that. So anyway, they kept after me and kept after me, and then I got married. But the first day, the marriage lasted one day, I knew that wasn't for me. I got married right here in Buffalo, and I stayed with him exactly one day.
My God. What did you tell him after one day?
I told him I didn't want him. He wasn't for me.
What did he say?
Well, at first he thought I was crazy.
Bet.
At first, but after later on he found out why I didn't want him. But I didn't tell him why I didn't want him then.
Mm-hmm.
But later on he did, years after we'd separated, he did find out why mm-hmm. I didn't want him. I'm afraid he never understood that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you came up here to Buffalo in, what would have been, what, 1942? Is that right, during the war?
No, I came before then.
I'm trying to figure the years.
I came before. So I was going to school here. When the war started, I was going to school.
I see. When you and your girlfriend were together, that first girlfriend, did you ever know any other gay people?
Not at that time.
Did you think there were any other gay people?
Well, I don't know. Yes, I suppose so. I did think it was other gay people at that time, but I had never met any.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was here in Buffalo before I really, you know, met a lot of them, you know.
Mm-hmm. How did you get to know other gay people when you got here?
Well, believe it or not, they, I got to meet them because a lot of them made advances toward me.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah, a lot of them made advances toward me, and then I knew there was some other people in the world besides me,
uh-huh.
like, you know, and this particular girl. And, well, I don't know. I never got out of the life until 10 years ago. I did quit 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I got disgusted behind a girl and I really quit.
Yeah. I know that can happen. Do you remember who the first gay person you met was in Buffalo?
Sure. Yes, I remember the first gay. She was married too, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
And after I met her, we went out for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to keep it quiet because she was married.
Yeah. Did you go to gay bars together?
No.
You went to straight bars.
Well, we didn't go to bars. We usually went to someone's house. If we wanted to do any drinking at all, we went to someone's house.
Oh, I see.
See, she knew quite a few gay people, but at the time, they didn't go out and broadcast it. I mean, they would meet at someone's house like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
There'd be quite a few of them, like, maybe on Friday night or Saturday night like that.
So she introduced you to, like, her circle of friends.
Right, right.
About how many people were in the group, do you remember?
It was quite a few. Yeah, it was a lot of them.
Like more than 20.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Much more than 20.
Yeah. One of the things we're trying to get at is outside of bar life, what were social groups like at different times?
Well, it was almost the same as the bar life, but we would just be at someone's house,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, and going out to the bars, they couldn't do the things that they wanted to do, like dance and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. so they would meet at someone's house where they could, like they had that.
Well, that's just you could actually have contact and
right.
not worry about touching.
Not worry
and,
about it, right.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. If you wanted, this is like the late 1930s, and if you wanted to meet somebody, if you were attracted to somebody, then were there any kind of... things that people did socially that's different from the way you would act now? Like, how did you come on to somebody? How did you approach
someone? Well,
yes,
it's different from now, because now if you go out there and you meet a woman,
yeah,
and you like her, and you figure that she likes you, you won't let her know that. Well, at that time, you wouldn't, because you didn't know exactly how she felt. You didn't know whether she was the type that was going to broadcast it, and other people would find out. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So you would be a little leery. It's always best, at that time, it was always best to let them hit on you first. Then you know where you stood.
People must have done a lot of waiting around.
Well, they did. They did at that time.
Uh-huh. So it was slower getting together.
Than it is now. Yes, certainly.
Did you like it better that way? Or is it easier now?
Well, really, it's easier now. Because at that time, I mean, it was very bad. You didn't want your life to get out.
Yeah.
Get around in the community. That you were a lesbian.
Yeah.
So you had to be very, very careful.
Mm-hmm.
But it was plenty of gay people at that time. But as I said, they kept it in the closet and they were more careful about exposing that set.
Do you remember what bars were going at that time?
I don't remember any gay bars at that time. After that, Bingo started to run. Remember Bingo's?
Yeah, I remember Bingo.
Yeah, right after that.
Can you remember the year about that we're talking about, the Bingos would have started?
Let's see, Bingos started in... No, it was one club before then. Wait a minute. That was on the west side. But it wasn't really a gay club, but a lot of gay people went there.
Hmm.
Oh, anyway, it was on Delaware.
Let's see, in Delaware, there was the 5 o'clock club. It was mostly guys, I think.
Yeah, it was. But it was another club there. A girlfriend of mine came me there, and it was the first time that I'd ever been in a bar like that. I know about where it is. It wasn't on Delaware, it was on Franklin, I think it was. hotel. Tuxedo? No, that's not it. I can't think of the place. It'll probably come to me after you leave, you know.
Yeah, if you remember it, write it down.
Okay.
Okay, and then Bingo's is later.
Yeah, Bingo's, I think, started about 55, something like that.
Do you remember Ralph Martin's?
Yes, I believe I do. I've forgotten about it since you mentioned it. That was on, it was on Ellicott, wasn't it?
I think, out like Seneca and Ellicott, or Genesee and Ellicott, that area, I think.
It was in that area. I've forgotten exactly. Mary should be able to tell me, you know, exactly where that was. And it was another one, too, there on Ellicott. Because that has been going since you've been in L.A.
Well, Carousel was
on Carousel.
Oh, yeah. That's later, Carousel, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The earliest bar that we can seem to pinpoint was Ralph Martin's. We're trying to find out if there was anything before
that.
Ralph Martin's. Because that, we know, was going in the 40s.
I think that is about the first one. But this one I'm talking about was going in the 40s too, because this girl taking me there, Lillian taking me there in 49.
1949 Franklin Street, huh? Wasn't the Niagara Hotel.
No.
But you think it was a hotel?
Well, that was going too around 49, wasn't it? The Niagara, yeah. Because I was working a block from there and I used to go in there.
I think so.
Yeah. Around 49, because I was working one block from there. I was an elevator operator. And I used to go into Ryan's Hotel, there on Niagara Street.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
That was the bar?
Yeah.
Ryan's.
The Ryan's Hotel, yeah.
Huh. Never heard of it. Ryan's Hotel. That's interesting. We're going to have to check that with other people, see if they can remember it. Is that the first bar you ever went to? First gay bar?
No, the first one is the one I'm trying to mention on Franklin.
Oh, I see.
That was the first one, but I can't think of the name because Lillian took me there. That was the first gay bar, yeah.
Well, no, Ryan's Hotel is the hotel you worked in as an elevator.
No.
Okay, I
used to go in there.
Up.
No, I used to go in there.
Uh-huh.
That was gay.
Okay.
But it was mostly for men. Some women went in there, but it was mostly for the guys, you know.
Uh-huh. And that was before Bingo's.
Oh, yeah.
But there's still another one on Franklin Street that we can't
remember. That I can't think of now.
I don't know. Not Dugan's.
No, not Dugan's. Dugan's was later years.
Yeah. We got to make a chart of when, you know, when the bar started having things, because it's real, you know, it's so long
I'm
ago.
I'm trying to, I can't, that it, you know, it's right on the tip of my tongue and I can't think of it.
Yeah. But that was the first bar you went into, this one that we can't think of the name of.
You're in Buffalo, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did it look like?
It was the first one I went into.
Yeah.
It was a small hotel, and I can't think of the name. The hotel is still there. But they, now I think it's apartment buildings and stuff.
Do you remember what the setup of the bar was? I mean, was it a nice bar or was it...
It was a nice bar.
Yeah.
No, it was a nice bar. And everybody didn't go in there because they didn't they didn't allow those guys that was way out like that. They didn't, you know...
What do you mean by?
Just broadcasted. In other words, it was the elite that went in there. You know what I mean?
Right, you mean they didn't let guys who were real swishy or
right. They didn't allow them in there. As long as you presented yourself in a decent way, you were welcome. In other words, you weren't.
I see.
Because I know the night that I was there, the two or three guys came in and they put them out immediately.
Were they dressed like women? Or?
Well, they weren't dressed like women, but they were acting like women, switching and going on and trying to talk like women, and they didn't want that in there. You could be all that if you wanted to, but don't bring it in there.
I see. What about women who were more masculine?
They didn't care about that because I was masculine for that matter, and I was dressed apart. Uh-huh. But they didn't care about that.
Yeah.
You see, they'll lose the license quicker over a guy than they will over a girl.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Talking about how people dressed in those days, let's say early 40s, when you'd go out maybe to one of the bars on a weekend, how did people dress?
Well, most of the women, they dressed like women.
Uh-huh.
If you want to know how I dressed, I had on slacks.
Uh-huh.
And some of the best kind.
Yeah.
And my hair was cut short.
Mm-hmm. Had you always dressed that way?
Yes.
But most of the women had dresses on?
Yeah, the most of them had dresses on, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I would put on dresses, too.
Uh-huh.
But only when I went out with the squares.
I see. You when you had to.
Yeah, when I had to.
Uh-huh. Did you dress in a more masculine way for any particular reason?
No, I was comfortable that way.
Uh-huh.
Just like today, I mean, I'm not in a gay life now because I quit 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But I still dress comfortable. I want to be comfortable. I don't wear slacks to look like a man or act like a man, anything like that.
Yeah.
I wear them because they are comfortable too. Uh-huh. And that's why I wear them.
When you found yourself attracted to a woman, when you went out, was it usually a woman who was also dressed the way you were?
No,
or?
No, they were feminine women.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is that how most of the couples were in those days? One was more masculine, one was more feminine?
Yes.
Or?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Were there particular words that were used for each of the partners at that time?
No, I don't think so. No.
Because now the usual words to use for partners that, you know, dress or act different is one is a butch and one is a femme.
Right, right.
Were those the same words then, or didn't they have those words then?
Only, yeah, they had those words then, but that word was only used, like, if we were in a house or something like that, then it was used.
Oh, I see.
See, it wasn't used like it's used today. You can hear it anywhere today. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And at that time, you couldn't. You could only hear it among the people. The gay people, if the gay people were together among the gay people, you know.
Uh-huh.
Then you could hear it. You would always hear that word.
Right. Would you hear those words at the gay bars also?
Well, yeah, after. Well, no. Not at first.
Uh-huh.
You know, years ago, you didn't hear it at the gay bars.
Yeah.
You know. But after, later on, by 1955,
I see. Yeah, because I remember I started going to the bars in
that's right.
late 50s, and I remember them being used
right.
there. Were there any other words that were used to describe the different partners of a relationship?
That the gay people use that is,
yeah.
that is square. That is square.
No, we
you
know the words
square.
Of squares. No, that we use.
No, I don't think so.
Because I remember, let me see, I've talked to a couple women and we've read some books and papers that have used different words, like the word stud was used among some people. Do you recall that?
Yes, I recall that, but that was, yes, I do recall that.
Is that a later word, or?
Well, yeah, that was kind of later, a little before 1955.
Uh-huh. Do you know the word fish?
I never heard of it.
I never did either, but we read this paper that this woman wrote about the gay scene in St. Louis,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of the words they used. I never heard it here, but we've
it.
Been looking for people who might have known it.
I never heard it. I never went to St. Louis. I lived in New York for 5 years, and
yeah.
I never heard it there.
Uh-huh. I guess that was definitely a Western word.
I guess
we
so.
We didn't use it. If you were, you probably were like the butch in your relationships,
yeah.
right? At least in the beginning. And were there specific rules that you had to follow to be one, things you could do or had to do or couldn't do? Or?
Well, I don't think so. What kind of rules are you speaking of?
Well, okay, like in those days, if somebody young came up to you and said, I'm new in gay life, and I think that I'm probably a butch, but I'm not sure of what that means and how to act, what am I supposed to do?
Something like that?
Yeah.
Well, if you are in gay life and you don't know whether you're a butch or not, it really doesn't make any difference whether you're a butch or not. If you're in gay life, you're in gay life. Whichever way if you want to play the film or be the butch.
Uh-huh.
You certainly have to go out there and find out one way or the other what part you're going to play.
Uh-huh.
If you're just getting into the life, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't think it makes much difference.
There weren't any real hard and fast rules about, like, who could ask
yes,
who to dance.
Yes, fast and hard rules the same as it is today. I mean, as far as that concerned, the butch played the butch part and femme played the femme part.
What does that mean, though?
Well, actually, it means that the butch is the boss. Same as it's just the same if you have a husband.
Uh-huh.
The husband is the boss. The butch makes the rules.
Okay.
You see what I mean? But it doesn't always work that way. it doesn't always work that way.
Yeah.
We're just saying how it was back there. It was just like it is now, as they want it to be now. But it doesn't always work the way the butch wanted. And in any relationship, if you're going to be a success in it, it's give and take.
Uh-huh.
That's the way I've always felt about it.
Yeah. What about the social things, like could a femme ask a butch to dance?
If she was in a private house, yes. But you mean at that time, if you'd be out in the tavern or something like that?
Yeah.
I hardly doubt it. Years ago.
But a butch could ask a femme to dance?
No, not years ago, not in a tavern. Because in the first place, the owner would stop. You could ask for that matter, but they would really stop you if you tried to dance anything like two women or two guys.
Oh, we're talking about bars where you couldn't dance at all.
Well, I have been in bars where you could dance, but
yeah.
the women couldn't dance. You understand what I mean? A couple could dance.
Oh, a man and a woman.
Right.
So if there were gay people there, gay guys and gay women danced together?
No, they didn't allow that. There's plenty of bars that
didn't allow that. I mean, you would dance. You could dance with a gay guy. And they
yeah,
allow
I could dance
that.
As long as he's a guy. Yeah.
I see. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. When you first started going to bars where they did allow women to dance together, were there rules about who could ask who?
No, I don't think so. Well, you know, it's always some jealous people there. And it depends on the woman that you had with you. Now, if a girl would come up and ask me to dance, if the girl I'm with is the jealous type and she doesn't want me to dance, well, naturally, to keep peace, you may not dance. But they did happen, I mean. It happened
yeah.
like that a lot of times. I mean, that the girl, the fans would come up and ask the butch to dance and like that.
Oh,
but
uh-huh.
it depends on who they were with.
Yeah,
you see?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
As you know, you've been in the life, you know there's some awfully jealous women out there, I believe.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I know I had a girl once. When we go out, she would want all of my attention, all of it. She wouldn't want me to dance with anybody. She didn't even want me to socialize with people. So I didn't keep her very long. Because she was cramping my style. I couldn't be sociable like that. Would you excuse me?
Sure.